It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Imagine this. It's raining again, Jordan. Imagine that. When did this become Seattle? Minus the cool weather and beautiful evergreens and Puget Sound, Mount Rainier, you know, things of that nature.
Are you trying to get me depressed on
Friday? I'm kind of tired of the rain, to be honest with you, right? Aren't you a little tired of the rain?
Just a little tired of the rain.
I'm a little tired of the rain.
No, actually, I'm about to scream if it rains one more day.
I know how to cheer you up.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying.
Come on, Jordan.
Partying.
Little fun?
Fun.
Aren't you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, if it was sunny.
Oh, stop it! The weekend's better than the weekday, don't you think?
I guess.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's a happy weekend. It might be rainy and gloomy, but it's still the weekend. It's Friday. My wife was happy it was Friday this morning. Kid was happy. He's like, does that mean y'all get to stay home tomorrow? Yeah, you know? It's the weekend. Find something to do, Jordan. You and Sticks can go run around in the
puddles.
Put in the puddles.
So
yeah.
Then I have to bathe him.
Bathe him, yes. Look, we're not even 2 minutes into the show. Please do not make me play the sounder of sounders now, all right?
Maybe that's why I've been in a bad mood.
You want to get
the
back
weather.
In it? Huh?
The weather.
The weather? You have been this week. Now, I did challenge you this week to be in a better mood by Friday.
I don't think that
it is Friday.
Challenge will be completed.
Well,
not 3 hours.
Not with that kind of attitude. We won't. Right? I will say this. For the most part, I've been scouring all of the different websites, paying attention last night and this morning. I don't think we have a contestant today yet, do we?
I don't think so either, unless I'm forgetting someone.
Yeah, I don't think we have a contestant yet to come on down. You're the next contestant on I'm Unhappy. I have not seen anybody or anything yet, right? There have been some unhappy people already this week, though. But I haven't seen anybody just yet. But as you said, it's only 12 o'clock Central. So we'll see what happens. What's up, folks? We got a lot to get into today. The NBA Finals last night. Game number 2. Incredible. Again, by the Phoenix Suns.
Here's Teague driving, missed it, rebound by the Suns, and they could dribble out the final 5 seconds as the sellout crowd comes to its feet. They waited since 1993 to get back to the finals. They won 19 games 2 years ago. The Suns halfway to a championship, a 2-0 series lead, 118-108, beating the Bucks in game 2.
Did you hear the part of that bite in which
they won 19 games
2 years ago?
Yeah. Must be nice.
19 games 2 years ago. By comparison, your New Orleans Pelicans won 31 this year. 19. I remember that 18-win season. Dan Dicka. See, you weren't even around. It's not fun to cover an NBA to any team, really. But an NBA team that wins 18, 19 games, it is very bad basketball. I just take my word for it, believe
me.
It was tough. It was tough.
If only winning 30 games is as bad as it is right now.
Yeah, 31 and we're miserable. I mean, 31, Zion's unhappy. Hey, I'm unhappy. 31. Imagine 19. 19. And they're 2 wins away from the NBA Finals.
2 years later.
Look, we've talked a lot about this team already, and it's it feels, it smells, it looks like a special run, huh, Jordan? Doesn't it? A bit? But I wonder, because as I said, when the postseason started, we always tend to look at things through Pelicans, you know, colored lenses, right? Same thing when we look at football teams, we look at...
Why can't the Pelicans be that?
Right. Or, you know, when we look at football, like, oh, it must be nice to have, as Brian would say, a quarterback that throws this, or a linebacker like Devin, whatever. I was talking to Scott Prather this morning, 1420 ESPN in Lafayette. I'm on his show every Friday. And we were talking about this finals and this series and how it relates to the Pels and what stands out to you and stuff. And he's a Mets fan. I'm a Cub fan, which they lost again yesterday. Congratulations. 12 of 13, by the way.
So me and Scott
12
are,
of 13
so me and Scott are rivals then.
Oh, now you have a rival?
Yeah, I mean, if he's a Mets fan, yes. And I'm a Braves fan. Yeah.
What's the name of what division are they in? Don't you Google
the East? NL
there
East.
We go, NL East. Well, I tell you, you're a number one fan of the Atlanta.
I figured it out by myself.
You did, though. You did. So we're talking about it, and it reminded me of the year that, of course, the Cubs had to meet him as well. But Daniel Murphy. The legend of Daniel Murphy. Jordan, ask me who Daniel Murphy is.
Who is Daniel
exactly.
Murphy?
Exactly. 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 Literally, the guy had one of the greatest postseason runs ever. Like home runs, jumping up 15 feet to snare line drives. He was incredible. I think the year after that, he signed like a gargantuan contract with the Nationals. Can you tell me what Daniel Murphy's batting average is this year?
What is
no,
Daniel?
No, of course you can't. No, I mean, you know, because no one talks about Daniel Murphy anymore. We see every now and then in sports good runs, great runs, magical runs. Jordan, you used the phrase this morning while I was sitting in studio, the phrase lightning in a bottle.
Oh, lightning in a bottle.
Flash
yeah.
in the pan, whatever, you know.
Flash in a pan?
Well, yeah, you know, just, you know, you're cooking, just a little flash.
Never heard that.
You've never heard flash in a pan?
No.
I think I didn't make that up.
I'll look it up.
I wanted to make it a question of the day. All right, I wanted to make it a question of the day. When you watch the Suns team, is it, you know, the team that, I guess, what, interrupts the Patriots running games or interrupts some of the bigger names in baseball, or is this team going to stick around? How did you word it on ESPN Radio NOLA?
So over on Twitter, I tweeted out, Pelicans fans, are we just seeing a great run by the Suns, or are they a team that is here to stay and the Pelicans should use them as a model? You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Because here's the thing. They have had an unbelievable run, haven't they? Like, we have watched this team just grow before our eyes.
Players.
And at a remarkable rate. Like, almost gremlins water on the back of, you know, Mugwai. And then all of a sudden he becomes a gremlin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, you drop water and all of a sudden he becomes something else.
Don't put him in a microwave.
Exactly. Well, if they're bad and green, you may. But my point is, like, they go from 19 wins 2 seasons ago to, I guess they threw in the Suns into the bubble play-in sort of thing, you know, and they have to win 8 games. Ha ha, let's all
get
laugh.
Some luck.
Get luck. And then, oh my, wow, they won 3 in a row, 4 in a row, 5 in a row. They're playing really well. This Booker guy, man, look, he's really, they won all 8 games and still didn't make it. But something started there. Something cooked, right? Something began. And then, I don't know if seriously, I know people were saying it nationally that it was a team that he was considering, but did you really think that Chris Paul was going to go to Phoenix? Because Chris Paul is going to allow a trade, because remember he had a no-trade clause in OKC, to a title contender, right? He's at that point in the career. I kept saying, why wouldn't you go to the Lakers? Why wouldn't you go to New York? I mean, why wouldn't you? Now, granted, he didn't want to not give up that $40 million. mean, my man's making some cash. And by the way, he declined his player option this year, so he'll be a free agent after this year.
New York.
Stop it. He's not. Why would you leave this situation, though, if you're him? Why would you leave? I know everyone.
There's been some reports.
No reports. Where? Show me some reports that says he's going. That says he thinks he's going. Stop it. Point is. But they come in, and you saw it early on, right? I mean, when the Pels played them. Remember, at the beginning of the season, Jordan, what did I say? I said, look, some teams are going to be good. They're just above you than where the Pels were. Do you remember when I said that? Do you remember a team that I mentioned?
They're just better than you, the Knicks.
Right. Do you remember a team, though, that I mentioned? I said that historically, the last several years, you have been above them in the standings. And when they popped up on the schedule for the first game of the season, I said, this is who I'm good. Because remember the start of the Pel schedule? It's a little tough. Some tough teams. Remember the start of the Pel schedule? And I was like, you know, when we got to Phoenix, I was interested in how the Pels matched up. Because the Pels had finished pretty much the last couple years above Phoenix. Like, record-wise. Like, for the most part. I mean, look, you start with, you know, the schedule that they did, and I'm like, man, that's a tough schedule for the Pels. But that's why I said, let's get to Phoenix and get an idea. Toronto, Miami, San Antonio, those teams have been better. By the way, you won two of your first three. You know, got a first glimpse of unable to stop the three-point ball against Miami, if you remember, on Christmas Day.
A little tease.
But then that Thursday, you play Phoenix. At Phoenix, I'm like, all right, well, I get it. And then you saw the game. And you watched the game, 111-86. And I remember I texted him like, oh, my God. I'm like, uh-oh. I was like, uh-oh. You saw it. I mean, I was seeing, okay, are you on the same level? Are you not? I know Chris came in, but you got an idea. And I'm like, man, they're really that good. Then they kind of had a little bit of slip. But for the most part, Phoenix has played that well. So that's what I'm wondering. I don't think this is, hey, got hot at the right time. You saw it cooking last year, and I think you're seeing even a product that's still far from finished. The guys talked about it last night. Screamin' A, Michael Wilbon, Mark Spears, a bunch of guys on SVP after the game. They have basically their entire roster other than Chris Paul is under 25. Isn't that what we talk about the Pels? Isn't that why we should be excited about this franchise? We have so many young players. Right. Right. Dude, you might have said something this season you didn't even know was so important, but you are absolutely right. You've been saying, I don't want to hear youth is a reason. Go look it up. I mean, I can if you'd like me. I can go through the Suns roster
and the Hawks
and read the ages if you'd like. But my question is it a model? Like, can you look at what Phoenix has done? Like in the NFL, you know, be the copycat, right? Can you look at that and say, hey, why can't we build that? Right? I mean, you had a number one overall pick in Ayton. Booker was a nice high draft pick, and he's your score. Ayton's developed and gotten better. As a matter of fact, yesterday, he didn't have a good game. Remember, I told you yesterday, Jordan, at the show, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks stole. I still thought the Suns would win, but it's just going to be a tighter game.
You didn't need a great game. You just need a decent performance. Oops.
We keep talking about it. Giannis Antetokounmpo
did what we said he had to do.
42 points, and they lost. Because Drew Holiday's 21 of 28 missed shots. He's made 7 shots, 1 three-pointer.
Well, Chris Middleton can't just, you know, put
again,
11 points.
It's what
How
I keep saying.
How many layups? You said it yesterday. But he missing layups. I think he missed 4 layups last night.
That's what I keep saying, though, right? Booker 31, Paul 23. Do you realize in the 2 games of the NBA Finals combined, they have 113 points combined?
Wow.
It's what I keep saying. You can give me your big man all you want. If you don't have a backcourt that can score, you're toast. Now, with Gus, they're just playing well. Are they? I mean, because here's what I'm looking at, right? Now, they knocked down, what, 16 threes or something yesterday in the third quarter alone? I mean, they were insane yesterday. But here's what I'm getting at. You got to have it. If you don't have the scoring, you're done. But anyway, here or there, are they a model? I think yeah. I mean, look, can you find a Cameron Payne, a Cam Johnson to sort of fill? Mikal Bridges was a first-round draft pick, a high pick in the 2018 draft by the
and
Sixers.
His confidence.
And they traded him away.
Running to the rim.
By the way.
Throwing down the ball.
Philly has a point guard that can't shoot and is afraid to shoot, who's a max player. They could have had that guy. You think they could have used his scoring this year? But they're the number one seed in the East. You got to have scoring. Got to have shooting. My point, though, is you can find that. You've heard me say it. You have 60 picks. Pels own good, you know, what, like 5 or 6 this year? Find a shooter, a defender, find the best player overall talent-wise at 10, and then find specific things that you need. That's why I keep saying, as we go to break, I cannot stand build a winner around, you know, help Zion. I'd love to do that if I even knew who Zion was right now.
Is he a point guard?
He has a lot to develop in this game still. I almost feel like a lot of us here locally exalt him and put him in. Again, it's not me. Look at the list that Ali Cosell had. Look at the list of the top 10, 15, 20 players. Who, if anywhere, is putting Zion in that? He's not there yet. So find a good team. And I do think Phoenix is a model. Give me a score, a prolific score. You're big, as you said, Jordan. Can you give me 20 and 10? Again, by the way, Zion needs to get 10 a game. But can he give me 20 and 10? I think he can. Then find me that leader. Find me that point guard that you get in later. But I need that score. I think you can build. I mean, I don't think the Suns are a model that's out of reach to me. Right? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
If I could be a wiser man.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
PCM, Pipeline Construction and Maintenance of Houma, is now hiring. Our team is in need of experienced field personnel, including superintendents, excavator operators, hydrovac operators in Houma and Lafayette, vacuum truck operators in Lafayette, CDL drivers in Houma and Lafayette, riggers, and skilled laborers. Our West Louisiana-based EMP division is in need of foremen and roustabouts. Qualified candidates can apply at pcminc.com/careers.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Hear Renee's story at deer.com.
Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Oh, drive. Stops on a dime on the crossover. Missed it from 20. Long rebound chase. Tapped out to Crowder. Quickly to Booker. Left side three. No. Rebound. Ayton takes it away. In the corner to Paul for three, buries that with 4:10 to go.
Two offensive rebounds, hustle on the glass, try again. I mean, this team's fun to watch. It really is, man. Really is. The passing, it's fun. Chris, thank you for holding on through the opening segment, sir. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Can you hear me,
sir? I sure can, man.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your show. Look forward to it. I don't always agree with you, but that's another thing. I think it is a model. I think you can't really always duplicate players,
right.
but I think the defense and, like you mentioned, the passing, and it's an attitude. It's a toughness there. We don't have that. We don't have that guy on our team who's got that in him, that toughness, yeah. that extra thing that intangible that you can't measure. But I think it's a model.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, because, like, when I look at it, too, I mean, and Jordan constantly keeps saying, don't give me the age on this, right? I mean, when you're looking at some of these players, man, that the Suns have in their starting five, and, look, I know Cam Johnson's not a starter, but he sees some good minutes. He's 25. But, man, you look at some of these guys and what they're making in the numbers, and we're going to go through this real quick, like your Pel's starting five compared to the Suns' starting five.
I don't know if you're here.
And I'm just telling you now, Chris, if you ain't picked up a Dacre, you may want one after I give you the numbers here. But it is a model because of that, because you don't have a team that's stock full of max or high play, you know, paid players. To your point, though, it's more of a mentality and an attitude that I think comes from the coach, and also comes from the leaders on that team. But here's something I want to play for you, and then you can continue your thoughts. This was Monty. I don't know if you watched this. This was Monty yesterday talking to DeAndre. And remember, he didn't have a great game yesterday. Coming off of a game in which he had, 19 rebounds, 22 points, a guy who absolutely was killing it in game one. Here he is during the break, and the game just comes out, and he's sitting down, and coach is talking to him.
Look, this is the deal. One, you're getting back in transition. You don't have Giannis, find a man and be a guard. Two, look at me. You set a high level for yourself. That's why you're down. That's great. Now go reach that level, okay? And you can reach it with force. Doesn't have to be stats all the time. Go dominate the game with force, okay? Because you set a high level for yourself. Go dominate the game with force. Let's go.
The game is going on,
Chris. Right.
And Monty is picking, and it's why more and more I really think, and why I have Will Guillory coming on bottom of the hour. He just wrote why he's leaning more and more, and he thinks it should be Willie Green, and I do too. It's being around that kind of atmosphere, that kind of effort. And you know what? If the Suns win two more games, Chris, Willie Green would have won three NBA championships since he started coaching and as an assistant since 2016, two with the Warriors and one here. And the one common denominator, you look at these teams that he played with, high talent, but effort, energy, ball movement, playing defense. I've often said this. The Warriors, you think of the Splash Brothers, you think of Durant, you think of the offense. Dude, they play defense. I mean, Draymond Green will get in your... So I want a guy that's been in an environment like that knows how to deal with egos, knows how to deal with young players. Because, again, Bridges is young. Johnson is young. Booker is young. Ayton is young. So don't give me that you can't get young players to buy in and play hard. This guy, this coach, has actually been on two staffs that have actually done that, you know?
Right, and I'll end with agreeing with you on that. The age is not, let's not do that. Let's not do that because we keep allowing for excuses and we give the players excuses. Hell, we got people on the team who've been in the league 3 or 4 years. They may be young, but they've been in the league 3 or 4 years. You know, no, can't do that.
All right,
talk to you later. Thank
you. Hey, you have a good weekend, dude. Have a good weekend. What?
Ready to go through the list. Ready to make New Orleans drink real quick.
You got the starting five?
Yeah. Well, I mean, truly, what was the starting five for the Pelicans?
Oh, come on. You know the starting five.
When they're healthy.
Your friend and mine, Eric Bledsoe.
Okay. I was wondering if we were keeping Eric Bledsoe in there.
You couldn't get him off the court. What are you talking about?
Right. No, I know. We have
you
Adams.
Won the Iron Man Award. Literally, he missed one game. Yeah. Literally. Despite everyone in the city wondering out loud why. But what game is what he missed? Yes, he's...
No, he didn't miss any games.
No, he missed one, did he?
Nope.
No?
No.
Well, then yes, you're putting him on.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Lonzo Ball.
$11 million. That's going to go up.
How old?
He is 23 years old.
Okay. Next, Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
$16 million.
Okay. How old?
He's 31.
Okay.
Steven Adams.
Okay.
He's 27. $29 million. $29.5 million.
Okay.
So if we're rounding up 30.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Brandon Ingram. He just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
23. $27 million.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, your young guy, Zion Williamson.
Right.
Who's, you know, a couple
just
of years.
Just turned 21.
Going to be getting really paid. $10 million.
$10 million. Did you do the math and total it all up?
I'll do it for you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and total it all up while I write down the five starters from last night's Suns game, which was Crowder, Bridges, Ayton, Paul, and Booker. Okay? So, Crowder, Bridges, who again was a 2018 draft pick by the 76ers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so your starting five for your New Orleans Pelicans, ages 23, 31, 27, 23, 21.
And the overall, all those combined, $93 million.
I'm sorry?
$93 million.
That's your starting five?
Yes.
All right, now write the numbers down here when I give it to you, right?
Okay.
So Crowder, who came in as a free agent. So he's 31 years old, 9.2. 9.2 for
him. We'll just say 9.
Yeah, that's fine. Mikal Bridges, $4 million, 24 years old. You have, of course, Booker, who got paid recently, 24 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Booker makes $29
million. Yeah, just as much as Steven Adams.
Stop it. DeAndre Ayton, 22 years old, and he makes 9.5, so call it 10. We'll call it 10?
No, we'll call it 9.
Okay.
And then, I kept.
And then you have Chris Paul, 41 million, 36 years
old. Worth
every
penny.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you would say that. All right. So
let's add 9 plus 4 plus yep. 29 plus 9 plus 41.
Yeah.
92. So a million less than the Pelicans.
A million less than the Pelicans. Age-wise, Bledsoe 31, Crowder's 31. They cancel each other out, right?
Mm-hmm.
To an extent. Booker 24, Bridges 24. Pels have Ball and B.I. at 23, so around the same. Did you say around the same? 8 and 22, Zion 21, around the same?
Yeah.
Say same? Bledsoe 31, Paul 36. Those are kind of the elder statesmen. I know J.J. was probably the oldest player that we had and all that. Point is, like, that is a model, right? I mean, couldn't you build a team sort of like that? Again, Cam Johnson's 25 years old, $4 million. These are guys that, like, contribute. Cameron Payne, 26 years old, $1.9 million. Saric, who got injured, $9 million at 27. But, like, you're looking at Torrey Craig, guy who got injured yesterday, right? 30 years old, $1.6 million. Like, you're looking at players that they got on their roster. And that's what you do. You fill it up. But think of when I just said some of those guys' name and how they've contributed this postseason. I think it could be a model like that, right?
Mind you, Lonzo Ball's going to be getting, what, upwards
he's
of 20?
He's going to be asking for 20.
So add 9 more million, so now you're looking at 100 and what, 2?
Right.
102
right.
million?
If you keep him next year at the max, which
keep
is what he's looking.
Everybody just about.
Yeah, if you
your
bring,
starting lineup's
if you run it back,
million dollars.
If you run back that same starting lineup.
And that's if he acts for just 20.
Right, that's, yeah. We're just giving him 20.
That's like low.
Okay. Then it would be what, over 100?
102.
102 million. It would be your starting five of Bledsoe, Ball, Ingram, Adams, and Zion.
A team that couldn't even sniff the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question.
When it was supposedly an injured league.
Let me ask you a question. Are you bringing back that starting five?
Hell no.
Oh, you're going with the HE double hockey sticks? No.
No.
I think that's almost suicidal. And you can tell me all you want about those 14 games. Here's the thing as to why you would have considered doing it. If those 14 games were lost because ball hit the back of the rim, or, oh, man, a guy got hot. Reggie Miller, 3 threes in 6 seconds or something. Yeah, something ridiculous, missed shot. No. Unable to bring the ball up the court. Or,
what was the play again? What were we supposed to be doing?
Those are very tangible reasons to not bring back that same starting five. That's remarkable. In case you're wondering, $93 million, Pelicans starting five compared to the Suns starting five of $92
million. Which is in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. There you go.
Up two games in the NBA Finals.
Will Guillory of The Athletic is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation presents the 15th annual Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, happening every Friday and Saturday beginning July 9th through the 31st. Louisiana's most beloved Cajun and Zydeco performers will take the stage at the George and Joyce Wynn Jazz and Heritage Center. Chubby Carrier, Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet, the Magnolia Sisters, Corey Ledee, Dwayne Dupsy, and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Sweet Cecilia, and many more. Admission is free to all concerts. Visit www.cajunzydecofest.com.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. Looks like we're going to try to get Will Guillory a little bit later. Something just came up with him. Now, one of the things that I said yesterday on the show, when you looked at what I thought Milwaukee's a good team. And look, again, if you don't literally have the play that Devin Booker and Chris Paul have been having, could you argue the Bucks could be up 2-0? Everything went right for the Suns, right? Everything went right for the Suns. In game one, I talked about that, right? And you saw in that first quarter, Chris Paul was missing some shots. DeAndre, the fouls weren't getting called. You saw that. Giannis had 42 last night. That normally brings home a W, doesn't it? What was that? Paging Drew Holiday. Paging Drew Holiday. Poor Drew. I'm not gonna lie. I feel bad, huh?
I mean, he did.
When Stat Muse, did you see what Stats Muse posted yesterday after the game? Did you see it?
I did not.
They
put out a bunch of zeros.
Yeah, it was a graphic.
I think you did send that Twitter.
Here was a graphic. I think I need some appropriate music. What do you think? Because you never.
Just get the circus music.
No. You never want to be, I guess, compared to something bad, right? To an extent. But you know what? It's never good here as well. Stat news after the game on Twitter. There's two caricatures, two pictures, but they're caricatures, right? They're not like actual photos, Jordan. Of Drew Holiday and Eric Bledsoe.
Oh, no.
Former Milwaukee Buck, as you know, who came here in the Drew Holiday trade. Eric Bledsoe playoff shooting splits with the Bucks. 41% field goal percentage, 25.4 3-point percentage, 73.2 free throw shooter in the playoffs. Drew Holiday also is shooting 41%, 28% from three, little better.
1-3 better, probably.
Yeah, 1-3. Because, by the way, Drew Holiday has 1-3. Like, he's 1 of 8 in the finals. But he's shooting 67% from the free throw line, which is worse than Eric Bledsoe. That should have been enough.
No, they just kept
going. No, they put out another graphic. Eric Bledsoe averaged more points, steals, and blocks per 36 minutes in his Bucks playoff career than Drew Holiday. As an average, Bledsoe averaged 15.9 to Drew's 15.8.
Oh, come on.
He also averaged 1.34 steals to Drew's 1.31 steals, 0.7 blocks, 0.4 blocks. Statistically, Eric, the truth, Bledsoe has had better playoff games than Drew Holiday. Now, granted, that's not saying much considering
we're talking
that
about
Jay
like
Williams.
Grain of sand
size
difference.
At halftime, Jay Williams called it embarrassing. The performance that Drew Holiday is putting in. So to say that Eric Bledsoe was percentage points better in his Bucks career, we're not really saying he was that much better. And that's who the Pels decided to keep. I just want you.
No, that's who they decided to, you know,
keep between him and George Hill. Yes.
Oh, and yeah. Then go on to pay $16 million.
Look, I'm being honest with you. I'm playing this music for a reason. I actually feel for Drew. Drew's a good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
He's a good dude. They donate to the community. I mean, I wanted to see him do well, right?
He just couldn't.
I mean, I'm rooting for CP Me. I'm rooting for Coach Monty Williams. You know, but I mean, I can't get too sad because he just did sign a brand new max extension. What is it with signing max extensions and not being able to shoot in this league?
It's called once you get your money, who cares?
No, it's called they're not good shooters to begin with.
Guaranteed
ben
money.
Ben Simmons
that's
was never a good shooter. Drew Holiday, we saw him here in New Orleans. He was up and down. I mean, what did you? It's not going to change just because you got money. And I don't think he's playing hard. He's trying, dude. Booker's just special. Booker's really good, and Chris Paul's a Hall of Famer, man.
Put Booker in a Pelicans uniform. Let's see how he shoots then.
Oh, stop it. I think Devin Booker absolutely lights it up as a Pelican.
You think?
Come on, yes.
Eric Gordon was a really good player and okay. With the Clippers,
no,
and then
no,
he came
no.
here, he
no,
sucked,
no.
and then he went to Houston.
I'm stopping.
And then he, what, sixth man of the year?
I'm stopping you right here.
Eric Bledsoe.
Okay.
Eric Bledsoe.
No.
With the Phoenix Suns.
Eric Lemonhead Gordon, okay, and I'm not calling him Lemonhead. Larry Holder. Says if you look at the Lemonhead candies box.
He looks like the Lemonhead.
The Lemonhead guy kind of has the same shaped head as Eric Gordon.
That's fair.
Is it fair? I don't know. But
that's fair.
That's
the way he treated the city. That's fair.
Actually, you're right. It is fair. Yeah. I mean,
I don't feel like playing.
Again, the infamous picture of the trio of Clipper players holding. No. You're the way you're having your hands. There we go. Yes, it's index finger to the very edge of your thumb. It's
probably like fingernail to fingernail.
You're literally trying to hold as little material as possible is how they held their jerseys in their presentation to the city. I mean, if that, you've heard the phrase, picture tells a thousand words.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
if that
picture doesn't tell you. So, no, you can't compare. I mean, Eric Gordon never wanted to be here. Dude, he sneezed. He had an ouchie. Oh, I'm out for months. Months. I mean, like, we can give Anthony Street Clothes Davis grief, but a lot of his injuries were actually hustle plays. Legitimately, right, Jordan? Come on, legitimately. Stop it. Don't know.
Call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
This isn't fair. Oh. He played harder than Aaron Gordon. He actually played. Now, he might have missed some time in the game and gone in the locker room and come back, but he actually did that. You can't compare Aaron Gordon. Stop it. No, that's not right.
My pancreas.
No. His pancreas. Well, he probably did claim pancreas. Who knows what he claimed? All I know is Aaron Gordon was never on the court. See, why'd you send me off this tangent? Because you know what I remember also? When they drafted Anthony Davis and the team said, this is Eric Gordon's team, not Anthony Davis' team.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, to take the pressure off of, you know, a young player like Anthony Davis.
Oh, we did that with Zion, too. Drew Holiday, this is your team.
Yeah.
Drew.
How's that philosophy working with all these stars? I've said it before, like with the young quarterbacks, man. Go, get out there. If you want to be the guy, be the guy. Be the leader.
Like you keep mentioning, David Grubb.
David Grubb said it.
Kobe.
Did you have to tell Kobe to go be great?
Nope.
Wait to
MJ,
be great?
Nope.
You don't. Go be great.
You either have it or you don't.
Go be great. I don't know.
We do have some responses over on Twitter.
Okay. I want to play Monty, though, on Aiden. Because they asked him about, you know, obviously he was mic'd up.
Yeah.
So everyone saw this.
The interaction.
Yeah. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Hey, Monty, we've talked so much about DeAndre's play throughout the playoffs, but his efficiency in particular, just what do you feel like have been the biggest keys for him to just maintain that from the beginning of the playoffs up until now?
I mean, he's just locked into the role. And sometimes when you tell a player he has a role, they tend to think that you're limiting their ability. I don't think DA thinks that. I think he understands his role and how it can affect winning on both sides of the ball. And, you know, it certainly helps to have Chris and Book, you know, creating opportunities for him. But he's done a really good job of understanding the angles and screens and where to be in the pocket to finish around the basket. And he's just a presence down there. You know, sometimes they have to run two guys at him to keep him off the glass, and that allows for our wings to pick up some offensive rebounds.
I'm playing that for a couple of reasons as well. Again, we're going to talk to Will Guillory now at 1:30 if something came up. So we'll hear from him at 1:30. He was the latest to write what Fletcher Mackel told us on the show last week about Willie Green. The more I think about it, the more I really honestly think Willie, offer him the job today. Offer him it tomorrow. I'm not saying he's Monty, but being around similar situations, because if we're saying that this is a model, that's why I'm throwing this question out today. Can we not see Zion and Ayton kind of similar in this aspect of it?
Well, I hope Zion's.
Well, hear me out. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, right? DeAndre Ayton was a number one overall pick just like Zion, wasn't he? And his game has gotten better. But his play and his mentality and his approach has been helped by veteran leadership. That's, again, Griff's job to try to bring in the leader. I don't care if he's young or old, right? But wouldn't it help to have a guy that's been on a staff with Draymond Green and Aiden as bigs, per se, that have had to learn their role and how they play it, and also, by the way, play defense? Can you not hear and see Willie kind of say, look, I hear you. You can dominate, you do, but there's certain other things that I need you to do. Understand spacing, where to go. It's the same thing like with Jackson Hayes. Finally, he started to get that. You know?
Tempo.
Like, what part of the block to go wait for the dish and how to not get in the way of people driving. Things that I don't know, man. The more I think about it, the more I hear about this team, and that's why I'm saying, I don't think they're flash in a pan. I don't think they're lightning in a bottle. I legitimately think the Suns are good. I think they got a really good young nucleus. I think they got a team that's bought in, that it has accountability for itself. Chris Paul last night on SVP after the game. This moment isn't too big for us. Why? Simple. Devin Booker said the same thing. He said, because we stress on the little things. They practice the little things. They do all of this. So they're not bothered by it at all. Because at practice, which, by the way, they should have, I think, the same practice time as the Pels, I think, this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Barely any.
And also, though, in games, as they said, they stress the little things in October, in December, in January to be ready for July. It's a mindset. You've heard me say this 100 times on this team. Yeah, I need more talent on this team. I need a different mindset by the foundational pieces on this team. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson have got to come back next season with a completely different mindset. Or a more mature mindset. Don't you think? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans with some top stories. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for
a living. Your new Ford dealership in Lafourche Parish is Calvin Braxton Ford. You may need your vehicle serviced, but you don't want to drive too far. Get ready for some good news. The Calvin Braxton Ford Service Department in Lockport is now open. And better yet, they truly want to keep your vehicle running at its best. Now offering a special on gas-only oil changes, just $39.95 up to 5 quarts. Plus, with 4 new tires, your alignment is only $69.95. Yeah, Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Coco's Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or the carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Oh, man. How about this? Bare knuckles. Jordan, you like MMA?
I do.
Obviously,
like
big fight coming up at UFC here as well, but there's a faster growing sport here as well. And we're going to bring on Mr. David Feldman. He's the president of, as he puts it, the fastest growing combat sport in the world, Bare Knuckle Fight Club, right? FC, is that what it stands for, David?
Championship close, but it is kind of like a bare knuckle fight club, so you weren't far off. But thanks for the intro. Thanks for having me, guys.
For sure, man. David, obviously I see that Shaq partnered with you here as well. Why do you think this is growing in its popularity?
You know, it's real. It fits today's society. Like, it's the purest form of combat that there really is out there. I mean, the reason why I say it fits, it's everything is very fast-paced, exciting fights, 5 2-minute rounds, a circle ring. They don't have anywhere to run, anywhere to hide. I feel like it fits today's, if you will, ADD society, number one. Number right. two is it's just so exciting, and the fights are great. We match all the fights very, very evenly, and everybody is just really – that watches this, they like it. And then third, and then I'll let you get back to it, is this kind of really sits well with the common person, meaning everybody in the world. I don't care how old they are. You ask them what a fist fight is, they know what it is. Now we just got to groom them into our rules and regulations, but they kind of get what we're doing. And when it comes to, like, mixed martial arts, if I say, what's a uma pilata, or what's this, or what's that, they don't really know what it is. But everybody in the world knows what a fistfight is. So that's why I feel like we can attach the common person more than any other combat sport in the world.
I dig the circular ring. What came into the decision for that? Obviously, we have the octagon, we have the square. Why the circular ring?
It was just so when they tuned into us, they saw something different. I mean, the bare knuckle is great and it's exciting, but we didn't want them clicking, watching a square ring and saying, oh, it's just boxing. You know, we wanted it to be different. We wanted it to stand out. And we wanted to give them no place to hide. There are no corners to hide in. This is a circle ring, nonstop action the entire fight.
So this was founded in 2018. What was kind of some of the feedback that you've heard just from people watching it, just getting to know about it? And how is traveling for you guys? What states do y'all go to for these events?
Yeah, well, right now we're legal in 13 states. Just rewind it. It took me 8 years of trying for this since 2011 to 2000, late 2010 to 2018. To get legal and sanctioned. So Wyoming became the first state to legally regulate bare-knuckle fighting, the first time ever in the history of the world, really, that there was a legal sanctioned and regulated bare-knuckle fighting event. And since then, we've grown to now being legal in 13 different states. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now with legalization. And what the people are saying is it's just, you know, it gives them what they want. It's fast-paced. It's exciting. It's great fights. It's, you know, everybody that watches this really comes back for more. The only people that really talk negatively about this are the people that don't watch it. Because when they watch it, they really, really, really enjoy it. If you're a combat sports fan, this is it for you. Obviously, if you're not a combat sports fan, you're probably going to think it's too brutal. But if you like combat sports at all, this is your sport.
It's interesting you say, speaking with David Feldman, president of the Bare Knuckle FC, you're saying it's kind of what today's society sort of is. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I kind of find like maybe we're seeing, you know, the cards, the early cards, the matches before your title fight in the stands. Yeah, preliminary matches in the stands, David, of these sporting events, including, you know, Sons and Four guy. Have you thought about signing him up for a match? Because we've been seeing fist fights left and right in these, you know, NBA playoff matches.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I'm knock on wood. We've only had one fight in the stands in the 20 events that we've done. Uh-huh. So we're running a pretty good. You know, stat for that, considering it's bare-knuckle fighting and they're drinking and they're watching it. So, you know, we're pretty good for that. But, you know, who actually did reach out to me? I'm sure you guys have also watched the slap fighting that's getting pretty popular now.
Yes.
The slap fighting world champion, I can't remember his name right now, but he actually hit me up last night and he said, I want to fight bare-knuckle. So we're going to give him a call and, you know, see if he has what it takes to get in here.
Interesting. That's what I was going to get into sort of next. Obviously, I think we've seen popularity from boxing move to MMA. Now, boxing kind of seeing a bit of a resurgence. So I think more and more people are getting into this and training. From that aspect of it, man, are you seeing kind of like cross-sport training that goes into this? Obviously, if I train for boxing or if I train for MMA, it's a little different because that's more grappling and stuff. This is just kind of a, like you said, a combat sport going into it. How would you train for this any differently than those other sports? Like, is it more very boxing oriented?
Yeah, it's kind of cross training between boxing and MMA. And the reason why it's MMA is because we do allow clinch fighting. So it's a thing called the Muay Thai clinch where they'll grab the back of the neck and you can punch the guy's head as they're pulling the head into it. And you can also clinch with your arm. And as long as you're punching with the open arm, you're allowed to continue to clinch. So it's a little bit of the, you know, grappling, if you will. Nothing on the ground. But, I mean, there's a little bit of different techniques other than just boxers. So we've had world champion boxers in this. And when they got grabbed by the back of their head from a Muay Thai clinch, it kind of equalized everything. Because naturally you would think that a world champion boxer goes into a bare-knuckle fight, he's going to beat the hell out of an MMA fighter. But when they grabbed the back of the neck, you could see every fight, every boxer that's been in this was like, wow, man, what is that? And it kind of made it what I call the great equalizer, kind of equalized everything and made it a lot more of a level equal playing field.
Mm-hmm. David, there's a ladies division as well. And look, we saw obviously with the UFC, whether it's Ronda, now ladies afterwards too, it's become just as popular. They've even headlined different cards as well. How is the reception for that, and how popular, and what kind of fighters do you have?
Our women are just blowing the sport up. It's just crazy, and their social media followings from moving over to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship are just going insane for them. Some of the best fights that we've had, and I would say probably three of the top five fights that we've had since the inception of this thing have been female fights. I don't know what it is, and I don't know why they want to fight bare knuckle more than anything else. Obviously, we pay them pretty well, but besides that, it's like I don't know why these really beautiful women want to fight bare knuckle, but they do, and they put on a hell of a show. And you know, on that note, we have our next fight coming up July 23rd in Tampa, Florida, on the Bare Knuckle TV app, and that's headlining that card is a girl, and actually the co-main event is a woman's fight as well. So it's Paige VanZant, really popular ex-UFC fighter, Dancing with the Stars, Good Morning America. She's been all over the place, and she's headlining our card, taking on Rachel Ostovich, another former UFC fighter, in the main event of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 19, live from Tampa, Florida, Friday, July 23rd.
Yeah, Jordan just became the 349,000 follower for Paige VanZant, just letting you know. I may be 349,340 as well. But here's the thing. I think this, as you mentioned, just getting ready to chat with you today, it is fast paced and watch out. I mean, here they come, you know, it's Haymaker and all of that stuff. And, it can be a bit of addictive, you know, kind of a sport, man.
But you know what the most unique thing about this is really, is that anybody from the outside, not really diving into it at all, is going to think it's very, very brutal, dangerous, and very injury prone. But it's anything but that. It's actually, we compiled data from our chief physician consultant, Dr. Don Muzzi, who is actually the president of the Association of Ringside Physicians. So that means he's the number one fight doctor in the entire country.
Okay.
He compiled that. We have less facial fractures, less subconcussive and concussive damage,
really?
Less head trauma, less even hand breaks than boxing or MMA. The only thing we have more of is lacerations, and that's okay because you can sit them up and the fans like to see blood. So everything works, you know, for what we're doing. It's what I've been pitching for a long time, that it's not as dangerous as you might think it is. And all the stats are coming up to back that. And that's what's really given us the ability to grow and open up into these new states and to create this big fan base that we're creating right now. I mean, it's not just that we created Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship here in the United States. We, you know, really gave rebirth to a sport that died in the late 1800s. And now bare knuckle fighting, there's different organizations throughout the world, in Russia, in Poland, in Thailand, in Brazil, all over the world. They're starting these bare knuckle fighting organizations. So, you know, really take hats off to my team who helped build this thing and let these other guys follow. I mean, it's just been phenomenal.
David, fun chat, man. Continued success and looking forward to your next big pay-per-view there, July 23rd, right?
My man, yes, absolutely. July 23rd, BKFC.com for all the information. That's BKFC.com.
At Bare Knuckle DF, the way to follow the president of Bare Knuckle FC. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Mom. Take care.
Yep. Give them a follow as well at Bare Knuckle FC. Jordan, you like Paige?
I do.
Dude, she would beat you to bloody pulp. Oh, my gosh. Sports Hangover Hour 2 next on ESPN.